WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This summer has been a sizzler for magazines. The August Vanity Fair kicked off a shock photo trend with its now legendary cover of a then-pregnant Demi Moore. Mirabella features a graphic photo essay on breast implants, and a Benetton ad in Vogue features a minutes-old baby. Esquire also weighs in with its fourth annual photo spread of Women We Love. But commentator Maureen Corrigan says this particular affair has grown stale.
You've got to give the editors at Esquire magazine some credit for good intentions. For the past 4 years, they've assembled an army of famous photographers. Their assignment? To roam the country snapping shots of the American woman. Surprise us, the editors command. Show us how the American woman really looks. This year's results, 40 photos, appear in the August Esquire, and surprise, surprise, the emblematic American woman on the cover looks like a teenager, with a face as beautiful and blank as a new-mown lawn. That's starlet Jennifer Connelly on the cover. She's in that new movie, The Rocketeer. Now, the guys who publish and read Esquire are hip city types. According to the laws of natural selection, they're supposed to choose streetwise, seasoned women as their romantic partners. But instead, they obviously yearn for the kind of relationship Woody Allen had with Marielle Hemingway in the movie Manhattan. Esquire's motto is, man at his best. Not in this case. Inside Esquire, there are lots of nearly naked women. Now, I have nothing against beautiful bodies or provocative poses, but a steady diet of cheesecake makes anybody queasy. Jamie Lee Curtis in a black fishnet body stocking, Daryl Hannah blowing bubbles at the camera, she's dressed only in seashell pasties and pink ruffled panties. It's the child woman fantasy again. There's a naked anonymous woman smeared in mud or gasoline, a naked female photographer, and three college girls on spring break who've cut flaps in their shorts to expose their naked buns. Esquire thinks of itself as a high-class men's magazine, a cut above Playboy or Penthouse, so it intersperses these pin-up shots with more serious studies of ordinary American women at work, like the personal trainer from California who's dressed in a pink thong exercise leotard. Older women, like actress Jessica Tandy and Grey Panther Maggie Kuhn, lend some dignity to this display. But overwhelmingly, the American woman is defined here as beautiful, white, and young. Esquire isn't the only magazine that's had trouble diversifying the image of American womanhood. Allure is a relatively new magazine that claims to offer alternatives to conventional images of beauty. So, who's on this month's cover? Supermodel Linda Evangelista, drowning in enough mascara to fill the La Brea tar pits. And Lear's, which is aimed at older women, only showcases genetic lotto winners like Raquel Welch and Lauren Hutton. The editors at Esquire and their colleagues at other magazines are smart enough to know that they're just recycling the same fantastic faces year after year. This magazine myopia is partly caused by the fear of losing advertisers. The L.L. Bean catalog notwithstanding, homely models don't sell products. But the Esquire portfolio also represents a failure of the imagination. The same tired sexual fantasies stay trapped in the amber of Esquire's libido, even as feminism and its discontents shake up the world outside. No wonder, then, that the Demi Moore cover of Vanity Fair caused such controversy. Women wearing seashell pasties we're used to. But a woman who's naked, pregnant, sexy, and not barefoot, that's obscene.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.